The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
There is a well-known concept in Halacha of Divayid Am Hadis Melech, which means that if you have the opportunity, you should try and do a mitzvah with as many people as possible. The more people you have when you are doing the mitzvah, the bigger kavod it is for Hashem, and therefore you are supposed to try to do a mitzvah with as many people as possible in order to be kain this inyan of the right am hadis melech. The question is, what happens when this rule conflicts with other halakhic rules? For example, zrizin maximin le mitzvahs. You are supposed to try and do mitzvahs as soon as possible. You are not supposed to push it off, but rather do it right away. So what happens in a case where both these halakhas conflict? On the one hand, you want to do the mitzvah right away, but if you wait, if you don't do it right away, you'll be able to do the mitzvah with many people and be mekayim b'rayt am hadis melech. And a classic example where this conflict exists is what happened several years ago when we had the tzchus to say Birkas Hachama, that mitzvah that comes along once every 28 years. And the question was, when should we make this bracha? On the one hand, the halacha is that you are allowed to make the bracha by Neitz Hachama, by sunrise when you see the sun, then you are able to make the bracha. So therefore one could say that is the best time because of Zrizin Maxim and Limitzvah. On the other hand, if you wait until after davening, which means everybody comes to shul, they daven, the sikin, but Shemona Esrei is by the sikin, and then you have to finish up davening, and only after the tibur is finished davening, everybody goes out, they see the sun, and they make the bracha together, b'rayv am, and that is the question. Is that the better option? Should a person miss Zrizim Maximim in order to say the bracha, b'rayv am, or do we say no, Zrizim Maximim is better, therefore don't go to shul, wait at home so you can see the sun, make the bracha, and afterwards you will daven. So this shayla is brought in the Magen Avraham, in Simin Reis Chav Tesh, in the halachas of Birkas Zechama, where the Mechaber says that when you see the Chama b'tchufasai, and that's a mitzvah every 28 years, you should make the bracha b'baker in the morning, says the Magen Avraham, that's mashma, that you should make it right away, don't wait right away in the morning, you should make the bracha, and then he brings from the Maril, that the Maril used to tell the Gabbai at night, the night before Birkas Hachama, used to go around to all the houses, knock on the doors, tell everyone that tomorrow morning they will have to wake up early, because as soon as they see the sun, Birkas Hachama, they should make the bracha. Meaning that he holds that Zrizim Maximim LeMitzvahs takes precedence, don't wait till after davening, but rather everybody should make the bracha right away. The Magen Avraham brings to the Masses Yemen that he argued and holds, no, that the minhag was that they would gather together in shul, they would daven, and only afterwards would they make the bracha in order to mekayim b'rayv am. So this is the machlokes already brought in the Magen Avraham. Is it better to do the mitzvah b'zrizis or b'rayv am? The Sefer B'tzal B'chachma from Rabbi B'tzal Stern in Chelekei Simin Lamed Beis wants to say that this shayla of Birkas Hachama, is it better to be makbud on Zrizim Maximim LeMitzvahs, or is it better to be makbud on B'rayv Am, is totally in a ritzvah in our sugya. Our Gemara tells us that if there's a period where it does not rain, there's a sara, a time of difficulty, there is no rain, then afterwards it rains, everybody is happy, so you should make a bracha of Birkas Hachamim when the rain comes down, like a chassan that is going to meet his kala. What does that mean? So when it rains enough that the ground is saturated and therefore the drop of rain no longer goes straight into the soil, rather it bounces up. You look like the drops of water are greeting each other, just like a chasam and kala. Then a person is supposed to go out and make this bracha and to thank Hashem for the gevaldig chesed that he did in making it rain. And the Ritva explains that this bracha is a bracha that chayva, it's an obligation on every yachid, every individual person, even if there was no tainus before, even if the tzibur had yet to get together and declare an emergency and a tainus, still, if it's a simcha that it rains, it's a chayva on every yachid, as opposed to halal hagadol. The Gemara tells us on Daf Yetes that if they were mesakin a tainus for the fact that it's not raining, then it rains. So then the tzibur has to get together and say hello. Says the Ritva, our Gemara, when it talks about Birchas Geshamim, is not referring to that Gemara by hello. Hello is a chiv on the tzibur, that the tzibur, if they made a tainus, if they declared it to be a tzara, then when Hashem brings the rain, the tzibur together thanks Hashem by saying hello hagadol. Says the Ritva, and our Gemara is referring to a private obligation that every person has a chiyuv by himself in order to thank Hashem for the gevaldig chesed. And he says, it's interesting, if you look in the Rambam brings the halachas of Birchas Geshamim in Hilchos Brachos, and the halachas of saying Halal HaGadol in Hilchos Tainus. One would have thought that they belong in the same place. Says with Vatskavaldik that Birchas Geshamim is in Hilchos Brachos, because none of them do a tainus, even if there is no tainus. As long as you have a simcha that is training, just like there are other simchas, so if you have a simcha that is training, you have to make your private bracha, as opposed to Halal HaGadol, that belongs in Hilchos Tainus, because Hilchos Tainus are the lachas. When the tzibur gets together, they declare an emergency, and then afterwards Hashem helps them, so then you say Halal HaGadol. But Birchas Geshamim is separate, again, two separate dinim. One is on the yachid, every yachid is chayiv, as opposed to Halal HaGadol, which is chayiv on the tzibur. And the reason why we are emphasizing this point so much, that it's two separate chiyuvim, one's a chiyuv on the tzibur, one is a chiyuv on the yachid, is because the next thing that the Ritva says, that even though Birchas Geshamim of our Gemara is a chayvas yachid, and a personal obligation, the minhag was that they, even when it would start to rain, everybody would, in their own homes, looked out the window and said to themselves, Gevaldig, the rain is coming! And that is when the chiyuv starts. That is already when the person can make the bracha, says the Ritva. Still, the minhag was that everybody would gather together in the shuls, then they would say Halal HaGadol, and then they would make the Birchas Geshamim. Why? Because of a raised am had to smell it. The Ritva is telling us that even though there might be an inyan to make the bracha right away when you see the rain, al zrizim makdimim the mitzvahs, why wait? Says the Ritva, the inyan of the raised am overrides it, and therefore that is why, even though Birchas Geshamim is a bracha on the yachid, it's a personal obligation, still, wait until you get to shul, wait until the tzibur gathers together, and then together the tzibur b'rav am will make this bracha. Says the Vitzel b'chachma, you see from the Vitzva clear that the inyan of b'rav am had to smell us trumps the inyan of zvidim magdimim, and therefore in our case of birchas hakama, where you have the question, should you wait for the tzibur to do it together, or should you do it right away? He says, it's davapashas from the Ritva, that you would wait until after everybody davened in order to say the bracha b'rav am. Now, the Ritva does bring a raivid that says you should make the bracha right away, that the birchas hashamim you should not wait. There are ways to get out of this raivid. The Tzav HaKachman wants to say that the Tzav would agree in our case, I eat some, that's not, we can't get involved in that, But the main point the Mitzvah of Chachma is bringing from the Ritzvah, that the Ritzvah would hold Zrizim Magzimim would not trump the Rav Am, and therefore you should wait and make the bracha together with the entire Tzibur. Now the same is Tshuva Sefer, Tshuva Rambaz, Simon Lama Beit also discusses this Indian of Birchas HaChama. Should you wait in order to do it for Rav Am, or does Zrizim Magzimim take precedence? And there he brings many, many rayas that Rav Am is better, and even if there are other reasons why you should do it now, if you could do it for Rav Am, that is definitely preferable to do so. He brings the famous Tshuva Tadeshen, that there he was asked, what is better? It's in the middle of the week, and you see the moon, it's a time when you can say Kiddush Levana. Should you wait until Moshe Shabbos? Meaning, since Moshe Shabbos, there are in Yonim, it's better, you dress nicely. Different reasons why the minhag was to say it Kiddush Levana specifically on Moshe Shabbos, but now it's the middle of the week. So perhaps now, and if it's still in the middle, it's the middle of the week, you have the opportunity to make the bracha to Zrizim Magzimim. Or what he discusses is that there's an issur that you can't pass over mitzvah. If you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should do it right away. So the Tshuva Tadeshen says, he explains the Gemara Yevamos, that even though the Gemara there says that a person has no right to wait until later to do a mitzvah, you have to do it right away, says the Tshuva Tadeshen, that is only talking about a case where it's a suffix. You're in doubt. Will you be able to do the mitzvah later or not? But in the case with Bavadoi, you are certain that you would be able to wait, and if you do wait, you will be able to do the mitzvah, paskins the Tshuva Tadeshen, and that Taka our minog, as long as you have enough time after Moshe Shabbos, that if it comes Moshe Shabbos and it's a cloudy day and you can't do Kiddush Levana, you will have time afterwards to do Kiddush Levana, says the Tshuva Tadeshen, a person should wait and make Kiddush Levana Moshe Shabbos in order to mekayim all the inyanim, all the reasons why it's preferable to say Kiddush Levana Moshe Shabbos. And even though you have the inyan of Zrizim Magzimim, a person should still wait. Says the Tshuva Rambaz, you see from here, that Zrizim Magzimim is not the overriding factor, and if there are other reasons, then you definitely could wait, and therefore by Rav Am, you would wait as well. And then he brings some other paiskim, the Gain in Siman Tav Chavav, where he also makes the same point, that even though that is a cloud, the Ein Machnitzin Ala Mitzvah, if a person, you should not wait to do a mitzvah, you shouldn't let it go by. If you could do it right away. But if you want to do a mitzvah bit more hither, if you wait, you could do the mitzvah better, says the Gain, you would be able to wait. There's a Shoshyakiv that's brought in the Shari Tshuva Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph, where there he discusses that a person is holding in the middle of Hallow on Sukkot, he has his Dalin Minim. It comes time to make the bracha, to take the Dalin Minim, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but he knows that somebody is coming to give him another set of Dalin Minim, a more Mehudar Lulav and Esrik. So the question is he allowed to wait? He would rather make the bracha on this Mehudar Lulav and Esrig, but right now he's holding in the middle of Hallel, announces Mana Mitzvah. Is he allowed to wait or not? So the Shari Tshuva brings from the Shoshyakiv that he is allowed to wait, even though we have the Indian of Zrizim Magzimim, but if the Lulav and Esrig that he will be receiving is more Mehudar, he is allowed to wait. And the Ravaz says, again from here, you see that even though the rule of Zrizim Magzimim, you would be allowed to wait. Then he makes the point that if we're discussing Birchas HaChama, should you say it to the Sikkin by Netz HaChama, or should you wait until after everybody davens in order to say it for Rav Am? We're talking about a case where it's clear, it's not so cloudy, where you know for sure you will be able to make the mitzvah, make the bracha. But of course, if you're Masufik, if it's a cloudy day, and you're on your way to shul, and you look up, and you see, there's the sun, then Avada, you better kaper the mitzvah, do the mitzvah right then, in order not to lose it. But in the case where it's clear, you could it's obvious that after davening you will be able to make the bracha, then passing the Rabbaz, the Mitzvah Chachma, based on Arizal, that you would be able to wait in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Raydam. And it's interesting that he makes this point that you have to know B'Vazrei, because here in Lakewood, it happens such a case, everybody came to the yeshiva, to daven, and on the way you could see the sun, it looked beautiful, but the halacha is that you should wait until after davening in order to do B'Raydam, and when everybody came out of shul, it was cloudy and everyone was nervous, did we miss the mitzvah or not? And I remember the clouds were going this way, there were breaks, barked, and finally the poskim decided that we were able to see the sun properly and you're able to make the bracha. But people were timing that perhaps we should have made the bracha right away because in order to make sure you get the mitzvah. Now again, their attacker was very clear, the clouds came later, so obviously you can't know 100%, but again, in a case where you do know 100%, or you could be fairly certain that you'll be able to see the sun, it seems that the Lach L'Maisa, and that was the minhag among most kehilos, that everybody gathered together, they davened kivisikin, and right after davening, the entire tzibur went out, and made the bracha of Birkas HaChamah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.